This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program here tonight, where you can take control of the airwaves. As always, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I do want to let you know Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, where they want you to know that you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. Like, when I say big time, no joke, 20% is what I save every single time, at least. Sometimes if I feel like I don't care, if I wait for a little while, I'll put it up higher, like 30%. You can go as high as 33% off with SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. Chris, I know you're using this even more often than I am. I've made over 130 orders in 3 years on SaveAtPurse, and it's pretty much every time I ever want to order from Amazon, I go through SaveATPurse.com. You're doing it, what, multiple times a week?
Something like that. Like
per
a day.
Per day, yeah. So,
Yeah, 20. I probably tend to stick to it somewhere around 28%.
That's awesome.
And usually within a couple of days, if it's more, a little bit, if it's over $200, you may have to wait a little bit longer, yep. But anything under $200, yeah, 28%.
You're going to get that discount.
That's from my experience.
It's amazing.
Recently,
and,
anyway.
And it's real. Like, you know, we wouldn't be telling you about this if this was some kind of a scam. We've used it personally multiple occasions. SaveATPurse.com. Oh, the catch? Is you have to use Bitcoin or
you
Bitcoin
get
cash.
To use cryptocurrencies. You get to
it's
use
a feature.
Them, not
right.
You have to use
I think
them.
That's, I think that's a benefit, not a...
Yeah, that's true. But
it's a feature, not a bug.
You can't use this if you don't have crypto. So that's the only thing. If you've got dollars, well, you better turn them into Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, because that's the big news, is now they can accept Bitcoin Cash as your deposit currency, your deposit crypto, over at SaveAtPurse.com. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got more on this Facebook debacle, which,
yes,
you know, isn't really a debacle. It's to be expected. I mean, this is, people are mad about this, but you should have seen this one coming.
Right. So let me say this very simply.
I saw it coming with MySpace.
You saw it coming a decade ago.
I saw it coming with MySpace. Yeah. So what are you talking about, Facebook?
Right.
Let me say this very simply and very clearly. Don't trust third parties.
Well,
that's what it really comes to. No, so like if you're paying for a service,
mm-hmm.
like paying to host a podcast on SoundCloud or paying for web hosting, then certainly you should trust that they are going to provide you with the service.
Maybe, but they also
but
don't necessarily have
Facebook,
your interests in mind, even if you're paying them. So,
right. I didn't say that, you know, they're going to share your same values.
Yeah.
But
they can still cancel your agreement.
Yeah.
But
and they do,
with
they
a free service, you're the product.
That's correct.
If
absolutely.
You're not paying, you're the product. Don't be surprised when they wind up, you know, they give it, they take it away.
I think the only mistake that somebody might make from what you said is interpreting that as, in order to, you know, get privacy or security or something, you have to pay for it. And I think
you basically do in one way or another.
Yeah.
You either have to pay in time spent by doing the privacy thing yourself, or you have to pay by hiring some sort
of
service.
Well, in this case, I'm not even talking about privacy. I'm talking about there were these people that were basing, you know, a lot of their existence on, I have to promote my thing on Facebook.
Oh, God, yeah. If you were relying on
Facebook.
You
live by the Facebook, you die by the Facebook.
Yeah,
you live
absolutely.
By the Twitter, you die by the Twitter.
Yeah, and it's not just privacy or security. That was just an example. But, I mean, it's if you want to be in control, basically, and you should want to be in control, because otherwise somebody else controls you.
Exactly. Let's continue. Was there more with Facebook's press release, or did you wrap that up in the last
There's
second?
There's really a little clear. Bit more, but not really
Nothing
anything
relevant.
That...
Okay.
Well, there is one sentence that will sort of debunk what some people are saying. They say that they were looking at the actor's behavior, not the content, when deciding which accounts and pages to remove.
Yeah, well, I still
you
think...
You can either believe them or not believe them.
Even if that were true, I still don't believe them about their their excuse of what they considered to be bad behavior is just simply they're mad about people sending business away from Facebook. They're mad about people sending
right.
hits to other websites, and these sites, they allege, were working together, some of them, to
yes.
share links with one another, to share, you know, a post from one page on the other page. That seems
and people were using sock accounts, and I know a bunch of people that have sock accounts.
But were they the people with sock accounts? Because some people with a sock account will just use it to troll others, while others, you know, in these allegations.
Right, so the 200, they removed, in addition to the pages, 251 accounts.
Oh, yeah,
so,
they're removing accounts all the time.
I have a question, all right? So I don't use Facebook, so I don't know about Facebook specifically, but I know, like, a little bit about Google and some of their stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would expect you to have multiple accounts if you have, like, a business. And a,
oh, yeah,
and a
I've got, like, 10 different Google accounts.
Right, right. Yeah. So is that not true for something like Facebook? I mean, it seems like...
Facebook tends to want to have one person per account. They do have rules. They've got the real names policy.
And what about a business, right? Like, every business seems to have a Facebook...
They don't have business accounts.
No. So you have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And then one of the owners or managers of the business will administer the page.
Okay.
And you can have pages for multiple things that you do,
right.
but you don't create new Facebook accounts for each business that you have.
It seems kind of interesting to me, because normally as a business, you would want, I would think, even legally speaking, you would want to create a separate account that's separate from yourself.
So that's why you have multiple admins, so that if your account gets taken off, somebody can still admin the page.
This is a legal liability type of situation where the government says if you mix and match. Now, usually this applies to like bank accounts and things like that. But if you don't do things as a business, you end up as the person who's like administering it become liable. Your assets become liable,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of seems to me like this is sort of messing around, where if a business owner does what the law says they should do, then Facebook will take their account away.
That's getting too obtuse for me. I'm not sure what you're saying when the law says.
Yeah, it seems as though you're trying to
as a general policy,
confuse like
I,
banking regulations and Facebook
right,
regulations.
Right. I kind of understand what you're saying.
Well, there aren't Facebook regulations. There's rules. There's internal rules. There's no government regulations on Facebook.
You can't mix and match different businesses and their assets thereof. And Facebook would presumably
Facebook's not an asset.
There's no mixing and matching going on.
Is an asset not anything that somebody would control, basically?
So, of course, you have no ownership of your Facebook account, right? Like, they own
not
your
exactly,
Facebook
but,
account.
But as an example,
you have control of it.
Somebody
you don't even
sold
have that.
They a page,
let,
a Facebook page,
they let you
right?
do what they want with the... Yeah, they sold the Facebook page, yes.
Okay, so how is that not then an asset?
I didn't say it wasn't. What I'm saying is, on Facebook, they control everything, right? If they decide they don't want you to have a thing,
right.
then they can stop you from having that thing. You are a content creator for Facebook if you're on Facebook. You're providing content either on your personal profile with, like, I like this tree, or, you know, here's what I ate today, or whatever it is that people put. Or here's my vacation pictures to, you know, again, keep people on Facebook. They also allow people to create content on these Facebook pages, which they allow them to have some sort of administrative access over, which is what Daryl was kind of trying to explain. So those pages are sort of separate entities from your account, but you have control over those pages until they take it from you.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so counterintuitive to what I would expect or want to do, and I kind of understand what you're saying. And it's obviously
so there is
you're
no
right,
way to sign up for an account for a business. There is
Now
there have been people that they create a Facebook profile, but they'll use
the
first word of the business is the first name.
That's
the last
technically violating the terms of service.
That's a violation of the terms of service.
And so Facebook is constantly. You mentioned they deleted 200 whatever accounts.
251.
Here. That's just in regards to this particular deletion.
Correct.
Facebook's deleting fake accounts all the time.
Yes.
Right? Like, think about all the scam artists that
right.
sign up for Facebook. And, like, we talked with an old lady last night on Free Talk Live, or 2 days ago on Free Talk Live, a 78-year-old woman who, when she signed up for Facebook so she could connect with her family, almost immediately began receiving, oh, you're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
I
and
love
she said
you.
That almost everything is misspelled.
Yeah, by these men who are purportedly falling in love with her and want her to, you know, give her bank account information over.
I just got kicked out of school. Can you send me money to
send
help?
Send a bunch of money to these people. So Facebook does try to detect fake users and get rid of their accounts. So they're deleting accounts all the time. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, it's no fun to rely on centralized platforms, which is what we've been talking about here tonight. The Facebook and apparently now Twitter coming in and swooping in, deleting a bunch of accounts. I haven't seen any of the numbers about Twitter yet. I did check the Cop Block channel on Twitter, which has been a junk channel ever since it was sold to whoever it was that bought it. I'm not sure why, but the Cop Block Twitter channel has just been posting like music recommendations. Whenever whoever it is that owns that channel now like clicks like on a face on like a YouTube video, there's some kind of notice that goes out saying, I like this video on, you know, whatever. And it has nothing to do with police accountability. It's not like it's liking Cop Watch kind of videos or anything like that. It's just music videos. But bizarrely, the account is still syndicating posts from copblock.org. So amidst all these posts about music videos, there's like, oh, there's the post that Ian made from, you know, a month ago on CopBlock.org.
Which means that they probably, somewhere in their Google account, somehow either accidentally checked or forgot to uncheck the auto-share the things I like on YouTube.
Yeah something like that. That definitely sounds like what happened.
It's a mess. So they didn't take that one down for whatever reason, but the takedowns have been major on Facebook. We read the Facebook excuse, their press release about that, and we're going to get into the mainstream media's coverage here in a moment. Chris, you've got that, but first, I do want our listeners to know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you can put your voluntariest ideas into action at liberty.menu and let other libertarian types know that you exist, that you have a business, that you have an event, that you have a digital piece of content that you want to share. There's listings for all of those things. It's basically a big libertarian business directory based on a map. And it works well. It works very well, in fact. And unlike things like Facebook, this isn't some sort of mega corporate company. It is run by a guy named Patrick, and we know him, and he lives here in New Hampshire. So,
oh, that's right.
So it's, you know, it's still, you can't get away from most websites being centralized, right? But you can certainly get away from them being mega corporate centralized sites that have been, you know, sucking in all these users and destroying the quality of service that they're offering to them all at the same time. So go check out Liberty.menu. It's a great site. It's been on, I guess it's been available for more than a year. It launched, I think, officially last year during the summer.
There was a relaunch last year.
Right. And that was when it really took off, and it's been great. So go to Liberty.menu. It's free to use it, so there's no reason not to put your stuff up there on that site. Liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL if you like, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. All right, so the L.A. Times, major mainstream media publication, is reporting on this Facebook takedown. What do they have to say about it?
So, yeah, and I think this story is probably a little bit earlier came out, I suspect, than some of what we've already read. So okay. Maybe you should take that into account here. But Facebook title is Facebook purged over 800 accounts and pages pushing political messages for profit is how they've phrased it. Facebook said Thursday that it had purged more than 800 U.S. publishers and accounts for flooding users with politically oriented content.
Flooding!
That violated spam policy.
Flooding! Now, I know what flooding is. I've been around the internet for long enough to know what that term is. Flooding is when somebody comes into your chat room and just starts just putting in chat after chat after chat as quickly as they possibly can of just a bunch of characters or letters.
Didn't you already say that you couldn't do that because it would limit the number of posts and such? That
you mean on Facebook?
On Facebook?
Oh, yeah. They'll restrict you. They'll say, oh, you look like you're a robot. Here's a check to make sure you're not a robot or whatever if you're posting too often.
Right.
Or like
and
on Reddit,
like
they'll
I said,
restrict you.
I know people that they've had the ability to share in groups restricted because they've shared too much.
According to Facebook. Yeah.
Right. And according to Facebook's rules, they have shared too much, violating Facebook's rules.
I got
so Facebook has
Waze.
Said that they can't share.
Right. I got hit with that on Waze. I was sharing, Waze is the Google app reporting like police on the road, and you can report roadkill. Well, here in New Hampshire, the squirrels have been going insane.
Squirrel.
And they've been, like, running out in front of cars in an insane, erratic fashion, like, more so than normal. Like, you can't travel between
There have been several articles that I've seen about the increased squirrel population, which is why you're seeing more of them.
Really?
It's not that the squirrels have lost their mind and started trying to run into traffic.
I don't know, man. They've been crazy.
See, there's a higher squirrel population.
You were in the car with me, I think, when we were going to Liberty Thursdays, a regular event here in New Hampshire in this southwestern corner. And, like, there were so many squirrels. There were squirrels, and the way they were behaving was really strange. Like, there was one squirrel that was more than one squirrel that was actually running down the highway and jumping up in the air and, like, tweaking out as it was jumping up.
It did seem like it was on some sort of drug or something.
It was crazy. I've never seen that happen before. And you cannot go from one town to another in New Hampshire without seeing multiple dead squirrels. I mean, it's crazy.
Like, three or four between here and Ulster?
More than that.
I can't go for a run without seeing dead squirrels.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's no predators, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know why we're talking about a dead squirrel.
Flooding. Apparently the squirrels are flooding the street or something.
But digitally, flooding is where you're posting too much in an area in which it's not wanted, right? So if you put the same post, if you're in our chat room.
Usually it's unrelated to the topic of conversation or the channel or whatever.
Could be, but even if it is related, you post the same damn thing 20 times in a row, you're flooding.
Right.
Nobody wants to see that crap.
Yeah.
But if you're following a page on Facebook, you have said, I want to see these people's posts.
Right.
No matter how frequent they are. And if they're too infrequent, you unfollow
them. Facebook is saying is that people were taking the page post and then sharing them into dozens or hundreds of groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but isn't that
what
you're supposed,
to
do on Facebook?
Yeah. So they're just saying, it needs to happen organically.
Right.
You're supposed to just share it one time, and then everybody's supposed to see it, which they won't let happen because they throttle your posts down, so you have to pay them if you want people to see it. This is what it's all about.
Facebook does say in this thing that the accounts that were removed had been warned about the activity, so it's not just out of nowhere.
Did you have a piece on that you want to read?
Well, Ian? I have the...
Just that one section, maybe?
So there's nothing here about a warning.
Yeah, so you've got something from the Free Thought Project, and I didn't think that they would say that they got warned because...
Was something in there that you said that...
All they say here is they didn't give a reason for the suspension.
Okay.
I think they're referring to Twitter. So, yeah, it's not clear. But regardless, even if they're giving out warnings, this is just more evidence of control on the part of Facebook and what I would consider to be lame-o excuses for what they're doing here, which is eliminating particular political perspectives based on the claim that, they're driving people to their websites to try to make money. That's a bad thing. Only Facebook should be able to make money off of your posts, is what they're saying here. They want to keep you on Facebook, and any sites that are effectively getting people to leave Facebook are going to get banned from Facebook.
Facebook doesn't like when people leave Facebook.
Ian, I have to wonder, is the thing, do CNN and other major news outlets
get these bans?
Do they get these bans? Do they have links outside of Facebook?
Because you're damn right they do, and you're damn right they're monetizing those links as well.
Because
hold that thought.
Yeah.
We got more coming up here. 855, 450, Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation.
So we'll see what happens.
That's President Trump. As the mystery surrounding the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist who's from Saudi Arabia deepens, Jamal Khashoggi last seen on video walking into the embassy in Turkey, but he is not seen leaving the building. Some believe he was killed. Now President Trump getting involved, saying he'll be making a call.
Have you spoken to the king of Saudi Arabia about this matter?
I have not. I have not called him. I will be calling him. I will be calling at some point King Salman.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. At least 11 people killed and the number expected to rise as first responders go door to door looking for people still unaccounted for. Supplies slowly trickling into the hardest hit areas like Mexico Beach and Panama City. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Fraudulent pages, but it definitely affected the cop block page, which is one that I used to have some close ties to and was still posting some content from what I understand. Cop block was, not me, but and also the Free Thought Project and a bunch of others. We can continue with that discussion. Of course, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind as we continue here. I do want to let you know about AnyPay. Daryl, we were at the AnyPay headquarters this week.
Yes, we were.
And it was very, very nice. We had a nice broadcast there, and it was fun getting to talk to Derek J. Freeman and Stephen, the creators, the founders over there of a company that has allowed merchants in real life to accept cryptocurrency payments at the point of sale. In fact, the restaurant right next door to that place is where I had my dinner last night after the convention wrapped up, and I paid, well, actually I had breakfast for dinner, but I paid with cryptocurrency. and AnyPay makes that possible. In fact, they've made it possible at a few dozen different establishments here in southern New Hampshire, recently expanding out globally. They've got a place now, a pub in Bristol, England, that's using AnyPay, and they've done internationalization to make it so that you can use different fiat currencies within AnyPay. So if you're in a different country, like, say, Venezuela,
right,
you can try to use their fiat currency to calculate. Actually, I don't know if they've added the Bolivar. I think that may be one of the ones they haven't added, but they're working on. Because I think they added the old Bolivar, not knowing that the government of Venezuela was going to replace the Bolivar Fuerte with Bolivar Soberano. But regardless, AnyPay has been working on adding new currencies behind the scenes to make it so if you're international, if you're outside of the United States, you can still use AnyPay. In fact, you can use AnyPay for the first time, perhaps. Go check them out over at AnyPay.global. Get signed up. It's super easy to do that. AnyPay.global. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. David is on the line. He's in New Mexico. Hey, David.
Hey, yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Daryl, first of all, you were telling a story a while back about when you worked at the airline, that people would avoid work at the airline.
But yeah, there were people that I worked with that they would just walk around instead of doing what they were supposed to.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I'm kind of guilty of that myself. When I worked at the airline, I always tried to avoid work. But every time they stuck their head in the cockpit and I wasn't there, they knew right away, so I couldn't get away with it. Facebook. This has been on my list for quite a while, and you're talking about it now, so let me throw it out there. But first of all, the relationship between who is your government and who is your companies like Facebook, and I wanted my allegation is that the intent and the reality is already to a great part that Facebook and companies like Facebook, they are intended to be your government now and in the future, and they've already succeeded to some degree. And then on the exact part of the problem that you're talking about right now, first of all, let me ask you, I guess I already know the answer to it, but Mastodon is an alternative to Facebook. But Mastodon
is more of an alternative to Twitter. Facebook, for instance, has features that are like groups, and Twitter doesn't have that. Facebook pages are probably the most like Twitter that is on Facebook. So that's what I would say. Your personal profile and whatever pages you have, you can sort of duplicate that with Twitter if you want. And that's like what you were talking about earlier, Chris. Twitter did it the way you expected to, which is where if you want to have a business having a page, it has to have a separate account.
Okay.
So you've got to have separate accounts for that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Mastodon, in theory and in practicality, is good because if everybody goes to Mastodon, that is not as controlling as Facebook or controlling at all.
No, it's decentralized.
Mastodon's decentralized and federated, so these terms mean that anybody who wants to can download a copy of the Mastodon server software.
I've done it.
And install it. Yeah, you guys have like a Mastodon server for just you and Bob, basically,
yes,
right? And so you can install it and limit it to 2 users, or limit it to 2,000 users, or however big you want it to be. And people can use that server. You get to set the rules for that server. In fact, yours is kind of locked down.
It is.
I'm friends with Bob. I was able to connect with him, but his posts normally would be private. So, like, the average person can't just find Bob and find his posts. Whereas I've got my posts on the Liberdon server, and mine are all public. So anybody that wants to see those, can do that, and they can follow me there. But the different servers. So if Liberdon were to get a hair up their butt and decide they don't want me anymore, they could kick me off. But I could just join a different Mastodon server or start my own. And so that decentralized aspect means that it's not impervious to censorship, meaning that the owner of a server can still decide the rules.
It's actually got censorship built into it, potentially, but at the same time, if other like-minded sorts, you're not going to be censored from.
Correct. So you join a server that you feel more comfortable or more at home on, and then you're much less likely to be targeted by some server admin.
Right, and that answers my question, and I wasn't sure exactly if that's how Mastodon worked, and if it wasn't, that's what I was going to suggest and ask if that could be done, exactly what they are doing. So, to eliminate the problem of having half a dozen big companies that everybody must join one or more of them in order to communicate with other people, if it could be an open source code to write these things so that anybody could create a little, you know, they can create a little community that anybody can join, and that community can communicate with, is readily visible to, and can communicate with any of the other hundreds or thousands or millions of communities out there that have been created that are not exactly, that aren't the same.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So that's actually exactly what Mastodon does. So yeah. Mastodon allows, and thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. What they do is, that's the other term that I brought up. So I explained decentralized, but I also mentioned federated. Hmm. And so what that means, from what I understand, is these servers that are running Mastodon can decide with whom to federate, which other servers they want to allow connections to.
Right, and this is the part that I was talking about when I said censorship. If there's two different communities, a Libertarian server, for example, and yes. some socialist sets up their own server, and the socialist doesn't want to communicate with libertarians, he can disconnect. I believe you can still communicate individually, but not at some other level or something to that effect.
I think that some of them, if you're disconnected, you cannot use the search. I think that's one thing.
Yeah,
so like, I could search for somebody's name, and it would normally show me then if there was a connection between those servers, but if there's no connection between the servers, then it won't.
Right.
So like, if Chris Cantwell starts up a Nazi Mastodon, then the Libertarian server could disconnect from that, and you wouldn't see any of those people. So they wouldn't have to, you know, make your experience crappy or whatever, right? Because they just wouldn't be there. Whereas if by default everybody's connected and there's no reason to disconnect, then everybody's connected. So it's all up to the individual server admins in the case of Mastodon. So there's a heck of a lot more decentralization there. I actually just went to look real fast here to see if I could quickly pull up some kind of list. And while I can find a list of the Mastodon instances, which is a term for one of the servers out there, it doesn't give me a total number. So it's one of those lists where you scroll down the page and it's like, load more. And then you scroll down, load more. So it would take a while to actually look
and
try to count.
So you're trying to figure out how many instances there are.
Right, I can't. I'm going to say there are probably hundreds, would be my guess.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more than that.
There's at least a couple hundred. And then we know already that there are some instances that have a lot of people on them. The Libertarian instance, I believe, was advertising numbers, if I'm not mistaken. So we already know that just because it's not a couple hundred users. Look, most people are not going to set up their own instance. They're going to join another instance.
And there's a lot of them that are down. Okay, I did find the number, actually. So I looked at the advanced version of this list at instances.social, and it looks like there's 5,800, more than 5,800
entries. Oh, wow.
But a bunch of them are listed as down as well. So they're also showing you which ones used to operate or whatever. So how many of those are up, I'm not clear on. All right, so toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We got time for you. If you get on the lines right now, we're talking about social media and freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you if you dial in now and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, thank you to Curry Taylor, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, which means he gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live so he can help advertise, market, and promote what we do here. Help Free Talk Live get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and cryptocurrency, peace, decentralization, and all of these great things that we talk about here. If you like what we do, please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com like Curry has done. And again, it's only $5 a month, and you get some cool perks as well, some bonuses as a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can learn about all of those over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here to somebody who doesn't know a thing about social media because she doesn't get on the internet. Sarah is on the line. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, but there is something computer-related. Netflix is the entertainment that's on
Netflix.
The computer.
Yeah, Netflix.
Well, they're going to be buying the Albuquerque Studios. So they're
What's the Albuquerque Studios? So, is that a company?
I think it's like a business center. They're going to open up in Albuquerque. They picked us out of all the cities.
Right? How about that?
It's supposed to be like they're supposed to bring like $1 billion in the next 10 years and create 1,000 jobs per year. This is like a big thing. And so
Netflix buys New Mexico production hub while Why Hollywood is sinking billions into Albuquerque from IndieWire.com. Yep, you're right about that, Sarah. Looks like they are buying a studio facility that opened in 2007 with 8 sound stages, production offices, and a backlot, making the state's premium production. purchase means Netflix has secured the ability to simultaneously shoot multiple projects, including large-scale films, and with an element of cost certainty, both of which have become an increasing component to the streaming giant that churns out original content at an astounding rate. So I guess I wonder how they've been making these things without their own actual studio location.
Doesn't say they haven't had their own studio, does it? Just maybe that they're buying the Albuquerque studios.
Yeah, so they're expanding at the very least.
Right.
Yeah.
Hollywood definitely seems to be scared of Netflix.
They sure are. We had a story about that earlier this week.
Well, Hollywood's scared of a bunch of companies that aren't filming in Hollywood anymore. Walking Dead is filming in Georgia.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of stuff filming in Canada. Game of Thrones films all over the world.
Right, there's a lot of stuff that films in Canada because they avoid some level of, I don't know if it's union or whatever it is, there's a lot of cost savings for filming.
Right, and then there's a lot of places, a lot of states where they're offering different tax incentives to encourage film companies.
Sure enough, that's mentioned here in this this story. Sarah, what are your thoughts here? I mean, you think this is going to change things for Albuquerque, make things better?
Well, I definitely do think so. There'll be less theft, but I really
less theft.
Yes, but the thing is,
you mean because people are going to get jobs, and so therefore they don't? Do you feel like they wouldn't have to steal things?
Well, it's poverty, it's starvation that drives, and I guess some drug, it's desperation that makes people go out and steal copper wires. And
I think that's true. That's absolutely true. However, I don't know if Netflix is going to be hiring the copper wire thieves.
Right, and 1,000 jobs. It says creating 1,000 jobs annually. That doesn't necessarily mean that every year there's going to be another 1,000 people so that at the end of 10 years it's 10,000 people. It could be that they're hiring people for one-year contracts and they keep hiring the same 1,000 people.
And there's a good chance that people are going to
move
there.
Could be that a lot of these are also temporary jobs.
Sure.
So you get a job working on this particular show.
Right.
And then that show's done, and then
somebody else comes
leave
in.
And go somewhere else, and then they hire somebody for another show.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. We have been talking about Netflix, not tonight, but on just over time, and how they're providing real competition to Hollywood. And that's why Hollywood doesn't like them. They're doing things differently than Hollywood has done things. They're releasing television shows all in one batch.
Right.
So instead of like what HBO or Showtime or ABC or Fox, where traditionally they would release one show per week or one show per day, depending on the kind of show it is, Netflix just produces a whole batch of shows and releases the entire season all at once.
Yeah, it's interesting certain aspects of Netflix and how they've gone about like trying to eliminate certain it used to be you had to buy the rights within a given territory for a movie to show it.
Sure.
And Netflix has kind of gone and said, we don't want to do that. We want to be able to, you know, give people worldwide access to that.
Really? They don't have restrictions for certain programs?
They've been working towards eliminating.
I see. Good for them.
Yeah, territorial rights and like only going or moving towards more.
Right.
And obviously they can do this with their in-house content.
Sure.
But they can't do that in many cases with their external content. And so they've actually
licensing that.
The number of movies they have been declining. And I don't know. I get the impression that's partially because they're trying to move away from
regional. Plus some of the other companies are trying to start their own services. So I heard, now I don't know if they've done it yet, but I've heard that Disney has
one. Yeah, Disney, yep.
Mm-hmm. And so therefore Disney will then cancel all their agreements with the Netflixes of the world, the Hulus or whatever, and they'll say, if you want to see the Black Cauldron or whatever, you know, Aladdin, you'll have to go to the Disney streaming site,
right.
Pay whatever Disney's rates are, so that way Disney can make all the money off of that rather than whatever pittance they
as I understand it, there is a little bit of the Disney content that will still be on whatever the other streaming platform is.
Oh, really?
Just because
like
of existing... No, because of existing agreements.
Right.
Because
once those run out.
Because ABC owns Disney,
right.
And so... You know, they can't move everything because there were existing agreements.
Yeah, you've got to let the agreement run out. But over the next 5 years or however long it's going to be, those are going to go away. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to here. We're going to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Joseph is on the line in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, Joseph.
And
you're just going to get dumped right out. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we've been, we got a sentence into the LA Times article. Should we even bother picking that up from here? Or just
I've got a little bit more on this Netflix thing where apparently...
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we talked a lot about Facebook, so
right.
What else
and
are we say?
We've only got a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
Apparently, Netflix currently has a facility in L.A. On an existing studio lot. So this appears
renting.
To just be. I don't know if they're renting.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find that detail, but apparently this. New acquisition is going to open up, and New Mexico, obviously, where Breaking Bad was filmed, where Better Call Saul was filmed. So,
Things take place in that
right,
those areas.
There are things that take place in New York City that are filmed on a lot in.
Correct.
Los Angeles somewhere.
Or Vancouver or whatever.
Right. But New Mexico, as I understand it, is one of those states that has offered various tax breaks and incentives to get movie studios and TV studios to film in their state.
Well, apparently Los Angeles has a lottery-based incentive program to get production based in L.A., Netflix's chief content officer, Ted Sarandos, said that Netflix would not be like other studios and chase tax incentives in New York, Atlanta, and other cities around the globe, whereas math in the rest of Hollywood revolves around getting 25 to 35% back on below-the-line production costs. Sarandos indicated that keeping talent and filmmakers close to their families and homes was a Netflix core value. For 3 years, Netflix spent top dollar to attract top talent and IP, building a deep slate of original content that made it a must-own subscription service. And, you know, it's true. I mean, I haven't even seen much at all of the Netflix content, but the content I have seen, I did watch The Stranger Things. I watched both seasons of that, and I really liked it. I mean, I thought there was nothing bad you could really say about it. It was fantastic.
Article from The Verge says locking down the studio, that Albuquerque studio, will allow Netflix to be even more efficient and flexible with its original content production. Again, this facility, 9 stages, over 170,000 square feet, was actually the studio where Better Call Saul has been filmed. And The Avengers. They say that this is, again, going to allow them to be more efficient and compete with Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Disney. And apparently Netflix has spent $8 billion just in 2018 creating original content.
And apparently this guy from Netflix saying they weren't going to chase tax incentives. Well, it turns out they did chase tax incentives, according to this article, because apparently there's a bunch of them in Albuquerque and New Mexico. So they said one thing, then they did another. Is anybody surprised about that?
Nope. No.
We'll see you tomorrow.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.